Hi, I'm Raven.
And I'm Brandy.
And this is the Sister Vials.
Woo woo!
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome.
Yes, welcome. Oh, my goodness.
I unfortunately have hiccups, and they're not going to go away anytime. I'm going to have to deal with them.
we'll try to get, you know, not to giggle every time it happens.
Yeah, well, and I'll try to control them as best I can. So, Brandy.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the Iceman?
There was a movie, I think.
Mm-hmm, but it might have
and it involved Pauly Shore and Brendan Fraser, I think.
It had Brendan Fraser in it?
Or maybe it's not Brendan Fraser. I don't know who the guy played, or was it called Caveman or something like that? I thought it was called Iceman, but I thought it had like Pauly Shore in it.
I think, oh, I know what you're talking about. Encino Man.
Oh, okay.
The one where Brendan Fraser's a caveman?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no. That's not the same thing. But that's interesting. Okay. I haven't seen it in a long time. So, when you hear about the Iceman, what do you think of?
A man who lived at the time of the ice ages that was like only that or someone that was like frozen in ice.
Okay, well, let me introduce you to the Iceman. I don't know why I'm doing a Transylvanian accent, because he's definitely not a vampire, but anyway. So in order to know about the Iceman, we have to hop in our time machine.
Okay,
so let's get in and get strapped in.
All right, click.
Anyway, so we have to go back to a date in time, and this date is actually really interesting. When I researched this, I found it so cool. So we're going back to September 19th, 1991.
The reason why
I find this interesting,
not that long ago, we were both alive.
Negative, Ghost Rider. I was not alive yet.
That's right. Okay, I was alive.
Yeah, you were alive. I wasn't alive yet. And the reason why I think this is such a cool date is because if you write it out, it's 09191991.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, isn't that cool? So anyway, so if we go back to September 19th, 1991, and we're going to travel to the Alps of Italy near the Austrian border.
Ooh.
German hikers Elmet, Simon, and his wife were hiking, having a leisurely hike going along. And on their hike, they came across a dead man lodged in the ice. He was up to his waist in ice.
Oh no.
And coming to the awfully morbid conclusion that he was a poor hiker that had gotten lost and fallen somewhere he shouldn't have fallen and died there, they decided to call it in and say that they had found this dead man. So when they came and he was removed and research was done, they found that he was freeze-dried. His whole body was freeze-dried. All of his organs, his brain and his tongue were all completely intact and in good condition.
Wow.
I mean, they were like freeze-dried. They weren't like working, but you could do some research. And research they did do, and they found many strange and interesting things. First thing is that they were able to tell you exactly what he was wearing and what he had with him.
Oh.
They knew he was wearing animal skins and woven grass, bear hide, shoes with bear skin soles that were waterproof. He had a knife, an axe, a fire kit, mushrooms on a string, maple leaves, dried fungus, bow and arrows, a drill, scrapers and tools made from antlers. They weren't able to figure out what the tools were supposed to be.
Oh, wow.
They also knew what he ate. He had goat meat, a type of bread, and deer meat. And they also could say that he ate 2 hours before he died.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They also could tell you who his descendants were and who he's related to.
Oh, wow.
Due to everything being freeze-dried, they were able to use DNA and find his descendants.
Oh, cool.
Now, all of this is pretty darn cool. You think about it, you're like, wow, this is so cool. Like, they found this dead man, and since he was freeze-dried and he didn't decay, because, you know, who knows how long he was sitting there. You know, if he was there for a couple of years, his body would have decayed. And so... They were like, this is so cool that even though a couple of years have gone by, like, they were able to see all this. So let me just tell you how many couple of years he was in that ice.
Okay.
It is believed that he lived in 3,359 BC.
Okay.
So he's a good 5,000 years old. So this 5,000-year-old man... They were able to tell what he ate before he died, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure most other fossils we found or mummies, you can't do that. Yeah. So that was like mind blowing to me to think this guy died 5,000 years ago.
And he was fully intact.
He was fully intact. I mean, he was freeze dried, so he looked pretty gross, but he was intact.
Right, so I think there was, like, real no decay, like normal decay.
Not normal decay, no.
Wow.
And he's one of the oldest they've ever found in Europe.
Oh, wow.
And then they said that they're actually quite lucky that they found him, because if normal things had happened, this area that he was in was always icy, obviously.
Right.
Except this freak time that they found him.
Yeah.
And the place where they stumbled upon him was not a place people walked. So these hikers went off trail hiking.
Wow.
So it was just so happened that they went off trail hiking and found him. So if they hadn't gone off trail hiking, they may not have never found him.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, that year, the Sahara Desert had these great windstorms, and the temperature in that area, in those mountains, was higher than usual.
Oh, wow.
So the rate of melting was quicker.
Uh-huh.
And if normal global warming had happened and the gradual melting had happened, he would have been destroyed. But because he melted in this way, he was preserved.
Oh, wow.
So it's like a really weird freak thing that he was even found.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Yeah. So then the next thing they talked about was how he died. Of course, your question is going to be how he died. A lot of people were like, oh, obviously the elements killed him, and then he was covered up in ice, because we're talking about ice areas here.
Right.
He died, he, you know, he fell, and he died. Or some people thought that he maybe he was killed, maybe someone killed him. Maybe there was a great battle, and, you know, all the other people's bodies just, they were gone, but his stayed. So... with lots more research done, they've come to the conclusion that they don't know how he died, but due to some of his one of his organs being pierced, and having parts of his body that was injured, having fractures, they believe that whatever happened to him was due to either someone killing him, or there was a fight going on.
Yeah.
He died violently. They also felt like he might have been a herder, a shepherd of some kind, or he might have been... he might have been more of a prestigious person, because the axe he had had I think it was copper was in there. Had copper or gold, I don't remember exactly what they said, but it was a nice axe for the time. So like these things he had were nice for the time. So it was like, oh, he was a prestigious person. So they kind of got all that from his stuff. And I mean, and his stuff was also preserved, if you think about it. Because, you know, his clothes would have deteriorated over time. You know, wearing animal skins, that would have deteriorated in a normal situation. Dried fungus and mushrooms and maple leaves, those would have all deteriorated. His axe and fire kit would have been gone as well, which is interesting because I never thought about someone living 5,000 years ago having a fire kit.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I just don't perceive that as something that they would have.
Right.
But it makes sense that they would have that. So yeah. All this is interesting, you know, and all. But it gets a little bit weirder.
Okay.
You know, sister files weirder. So, Rainer Hen, who I'm saying everyone's name correctly, uh-huh. was one of the forensic pathologists who was researching him.
Uh-huh.
He researched him. A lot of people researched this guy. I mean, this was quite the find. This was like, right. Oh my God, look at this.
Right.
He researched it, found some really interesting stuff, decided he was going to go speak about it at a college. Uh-huh. And on his way there, he died in a freak car accident.
Oh gosh.
Boom, dead. All of his information, he was going to go talk about him. Also, Kurt Fritz was the guide who took the scientists out to find him. So once the Simons found him, mm-hmm. they, of course, called it in. And then when people realized what it was, the scientists were coming out. And this Fritz was the one who was the guide to bring them there. And he was said to be the first one to uncover his face for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Then he went on a trip and there was a freak avalanche.
Oh, wow.
Everyone made it out just fine. Everyone was fine. Except for Kurt Fritz. He died. Okay. Everyone else was fine. But Kurt Fritz died.
That's crazy.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Rainer Holtz made a documentary
uh-huh.
on the Iceman. Uh-huh. Who, oh, by the way, they named him. His name was Otzi the Iceman.
Uh-huh.
But I like calling him the Iceman.
Mm-hmm.
Made a movie on the Iceman, a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And he died of a brain tumor.
Oh, gosh.
So that's three people so far. Yeah. Which is two more than King Tut even had. So
yeah.
Point that out. Then we're going to come back to Helmut Simon, who was the one who was the avid hiker that found him with his wife.
Yeah.
I would like to point out that in order for them to have found the Iceman, they would have had to gone off trail. In order for them to go off trail, they must have been avid hikers, I would assume.
Right.
He fell to his death on a hike.
Oh, God.
Seems kind of weird.
Yeah.
He was missing for quite a while, and then they found him dead. Dieter Warnetch, I'm thinking I'm saying that right, was the lead of a search party to look for Simon.
Uh-huh.
They eventually found him dead, as I said, and they had a funeral for him. After his funeral, Dieter Warnetch dropped dead of a heart attack.
Oh my goodness, that's crazy.
I know, isn't this crazy? So then we have Conrad Spinder. He examined the Iceman as a scientist, and he also died. I don't have information mm-hmm. on how he died, but he died mm-hmm. as well.
Oh my goodness.
So all these people died. Now, I have one more person who died, and this one is by far the most interesting. Please excuse my psychotic cat in the background as well. Tom Loy yeah, found four different types of blood on the Iceman.
Oh, wow.
In doing this, they came to the conclusion it must have been some kind of fight.
Yeah.
Because they had some type of blood. Obviously, one would have been the Iceman's blood, and then there was uh-huh. another kind. So there was a bunch of people fighting with him. Uh-huh. And it was really interesting that they found that out, and that, like, leads to them knowing, like, oh, this is what happened to the Iceman.
Yeah.
He died of a rare blood condition.
Aww.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
And it's interesting because he was one of the last ones to die. And he was doing all this research on it. And they were like, hey, like, haven't you heard about the Iceman curse? And he said, people die.
Yeah.
And then he had this really rare blood condition. And I believe they asked him that after he found out he had the really rare blood condition.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, people die.
Yeah.
But I just found this so interesting. Mm-hmm. Because I kind of was like, I'll look up something else similar to King Tut because I really liked researching, like, how they found somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And this was one of the ones that came up. And when I first researched it, I was like, that's not that cool. But then when I realized how he was preserved.
Yeah.
Which then makes me go down my little theory lane, you know, me and my theories. And I was thinking, like, what, okay, this makes you think, if Atlantis was ever found in Antarctica, it would be preserved really well.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We would know everything there is to know. I mean, like they said, they found descendants of him.
Uh-huh.
So you're thinking, this guy is 5,000 years old. We figure out who his some of his descendants are. Obviously, there's like a whole bunch of people because it's been 5,000 years.
Yeah.
But wouldn't that be cool to find out he was like your great times 5,000 grandfather?
Right? Yeah, that would be cool.
Wouldn't that be really cool to find that out?
It would.
And like, now, some other interesting things on the political side of it, there was quite the argument over who actually found him.
Yeah.
The Simons came forward and said, we were the first ones to find him. And then people argued over, no, it wasn't them. Actually, we saw him first. And one lady even said she spit on him to prove she found him first.
Oh, goodness.
And of course, once he was found and everyone figured out that he was this hot commodity, Austria then piped up and said, actually, that's on our side of the border, not Italy's side of the border.
Yeah.
So then they had to have a surveyor come out and prove that, yes, it is Italy. It is Italy's side of the border.
Right.
And then once that was found out, then the Simons wanted some money for what they had found.
Of course.
And Italy said, no, we're not giving you any money for what you found. And they said, no, we deserve a finder's fee because we found this great thing and you guys just took it. So we deserve a finder's fee. So a couple years later, a judge did deem that they were the ones who found it, and the government of Italy and them settled outside of court a certain amount of money.
Yeah, that's cool.
So it is really interesting, but isn't it crazy how it definitely feels like a curse? Doesn't it not feel like a curse? Especially the blood condition one and the avalanche one.
Yeah.
Because everyone else was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there might have been, like, some minor injuries, but he died.
Yeah.
He died from the avalanche fall.
Definitely creepy.
Yeah. And then the fact that the one, he fell to his death on his hike. And he was, like, an avid hiker.
Mm-hmm. Just
things that you wouldn't think would happen to people. Now, the heart attack one and, like, the brain tumor, like, those seem kind of more...
Yeah.
But that falling to his death on his hike, and that avalanche, that rare blood condition, those all kind of seem a little...
Yeah. Wouldn't it weird. Be interesting to find out if, like... I mean, I'm sure they would have already found out by now, but it'd been interesting if one of his descendants was one of the descendants that found... Or one of the people that found King Tut.
Oh my gosh, that would be crazy. Because then it would be like the curse was continuing.
Yeah. I was like, or if... Well, would he had been alive before or after Tut?
That's a good question. Let me look.
It would be interesting if they were related.
Although they live in... Well, I guess they could be, yeah. Hold on. I'm going to tell you right now. Okay. So, King Tut was in 1300 BC. And then this fella was in 3300 BC. So, King Tut's a lot older. Wait, no. King Tut's younger than him.
Yeah.
That's mind-blowing.
Yeah, that would be cool.
But King Tut is younger than this guy.
Yeah.
So he's really old.
He is.
And we know all that crap about him. I can't get over what's in his stomach.
Yeah.
That is it. Like, what if I, like, died and then, like, they figured out what was in my stomach? They were like, yep, she had pizza.
Well, they do. They when they do an autopsy, they do look.
No, I mean like thousands of years from now.
Yeah,
like 3,000 years. I'm like, oh, this ancient delicacy has pizza. Sometimes I wonder, like, when the world, like, if like 3,000 years from now, like, if they find random things and think like that's how we lived our lives.
Yeah,
You ever thought about that? Mm-hmm. Like, if they find, like, I don't know, I can't even think of anything right now. I'm like, oh, that's how they live their lives. They use these little things for whatever.
Well, makes you wonder. 3,000 years from now, cell phones may not exist because they don't need them.
I know, they'll be looking at them and be like, oh, look at this ancient, it's what's once called an iPhone. Yeah. Now we have all this information embedded into our brain.
Yeah, we don't need phones anymore.
Could you imagine your brain being in control of everything?
No.
I don't think that's a good plan, because, like, you have rogue thoughts all the time.
I know, and, like, what if you forget to turn it off when you're sleeping? You wake up God. And, like, all this stuff, or you, like, you sleep-dialed somebody.
Oh my God, right? Like, you're like, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to wake you up by sleep-dialing. No, Brandy. What about this? What about this? What if you're able to call someone, mm-hmm. but they don't answer you, and you leave a voicemail in their brain? Think about that for a minute, though. Think about harassment. Like, if someone was going to, like, harass you, they could call you over and over again and leave voicemails in your brain.
Yeah.
That's
like, or Inception.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Inception.
Where you go in somebody's dreams or something? Is that what it was?
Yeah. You could do that, because if you had like a cell phone in your brain, if your brain was a cell phone, mm-hmm. and you could call people or text people, there would be no filtering. You wouldn't be able to filter yourself.
Yeah.
Like, if someone texted you and, like, said something you didn't like, you would just immediately answer with, you know, you're an idiot or something.
Yeah.
Because there would be, like, no stopping you.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine the amount of money I would spend by accident?
I want.
Like, oh, I want those shoes. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah. Ugh.
Or, yeah, it would just be terrifying.
It would be.
Because thinking about how they can track us now with our cell phones.
Yes.
Then they could track your thoughts.
Mm. Well, they track your thoughts with on Facebook all the time.
My thoughts aren't on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding. I know some people's thoughts that are on Facebook. Some people put all their thoughts on Facebook.
Yeah. No, I meant, like, if you look something up on Google, the ads show up.
That's extremely creepy.
Yeah.
I hate that. Like, when you're like, oh, let me look up, although, you know those Wish ads are never on point.
No.
They're always confusing to me. Yeah, that is creepy. If you look up on Google, like, on Amazon, I just ordered a book, and I'm sure I'll see many advertisements for similar books on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's kind of creepy, though. A little Big Brother-y. Just a little.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Mm-hmm. But, you know. And I just love how having cell phones embedded in your brain has everything to do with finding a man in the ice in Italy.
It does. It does.
It has everything to do with it.
Exactly.
But I also feel like it, I feel like if, I wonder, like, now with, like, drones and everything, if it wouldn't have been as cool as it would have been in the 90s that they stumbled upon it while hiking.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have cell phones to take pictures. I mean, now it would have been all over Facebook in, like, a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And because they would have taken pictures of it and everything.
It's fake. Everybody would be like, you photoshopped that.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what would happen. That's so crazy. It's crazy how, like, that wasn't even that long ago, though. That's, like, really recent.
I know.
But how much times change.
29 years ago.
Yeah. How dare you think I was 29? Fired.
You're almost there.
I know. Well, let me just tell you how my heart was broken when one of the interns at work said she was born in 2003. And I was like, excuse me? You were born when? That's not acceptable. But anyway, so that was what I had on the Iceman. I like these. I feel like mine are always so short, but I like these little short, like almost like novellas of these really weird things. It's just interesting. Like, I couldn't believe it as I was reading it. I was like, wait.
Yeah.
Hold on. And then those deaths were just weird.
Yeah, they were very weird.
Very strange. But, and I find it also interesting how he doesn't get as much traction as King Tut and all that. Yeah. And I don't know if it's because, I don't know, I feel like there should be a movie about him. Because that would be a really cool movie. Remember,
we talked about it at the beginning of the episode. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I feel like King Tut gets all the, I don't know, all the attention. Mm-hmm. Or the Iceman should get some attention, I feel like. But
to each their own, I suppose. However, if you have been hiking and found a man in the ice and want to tell us about it, I mean, after you called the police, please, you should let us know about it.
Yeah.
We would like to know about it.
Absolutely. Yes, please let us know.
Yeah, and you can do that by, one, emailing us at thesisterfiles2020@gmail.com, or you could send us a very lengthy comment on Instagram at the Sister Files Podcast, or on Facebook at the Sister Files.
Yes. Ooh. Absolutely. So, and if you enjoyed this episode, you can follow us on whatever platform you listen to, whether it is Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and if you're able to, leave us a comment and maybe a 5-star review, because that would help us out so much.
That would be awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And, oh, wait, if you're a descendant of the Iceman, because there's a lot of them out there.
That would be cool.
Yeah, you should let us know. We would love to interview you. I mean, I don't know about how, you know, I'm sure you knew him personally, so you'd be a great person to interview.
Yeah. It's like, well.
But, you know. When I was a little kid, my grandfather times infinity.
Yeah. Well, they didn't know until 1971 that they were descendants of him anyway.
That's true. It's like, what were you doing that day? I was just leaving McDonald's and I got a phone call. And this woman said, you are a descendant of the Iceman. Of the Iceman. That'd be so cool. I wonder if, like, you can, like, submit your DNA to find out if you are one. Because if you think about it, 5,000 years ago is when he died.
Yeah.
So if he had, let's say, 5 children.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many people would that be? That'd be a lot of people.
It would be a lot of people.
To try and figure out.
I wonder if they submitted his DNA to the, to all those DNA places. Like 23andMe.
Wouldn't that be funny, though? Like, if you see your timeline, it's like, 10 years ago, this person. 30 years ago, this person. 3,000 years ago, this person.
Like, wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, like, I didn't think you went back that far. Cool.
But, well, thank you for joining us, and thank you for listening. Yeah. And in the meantime,
be sweet.
Stand tall.
Stay strange.
Bye, y'all.